Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? What's going on? What's going on out there in Blog Talk Radio world? This is Sylvia of Platinum Queens. We're here at you once again with my sister friend and business partner, Shonda of Platinum Queens.
What it do, what it do. Thank you guys so much for joining in.
And our brother friend, Chili Chill of the Lynch Mob.
Yeah, yeah. How's everybody feeling?
All right. We here in the house, and we about to really put it down on some relationships right about now. What's up, y'all? It's about to go down. So for all those that need some type of consultation on really what's happening between men and women, well, you at the right place. Tune in and listen and take notes. Do what you got to do.
And bring it. Call in, bring it. Might get a little heated.
But we're pretty sure y'all can take it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so, Chanda, what's up, Mom? How we going to work
okay,
this out?
Okay, we're
going
to start off
so
like
talk
this.
About.
My brothers, y'all know I got mad love for you, mad love and respect. My thing and my problem is, matter of fact, there's two pet peeves I have. The first one is men that are married, men that are in committed relationship where that one woman is never enough. You still look it. I don't knock that, but my thing is keep your ass single. Stay single. If you can't be committed to that one woman, stay single. My second pet peeve is that when you see a girl that you like, and let's say that's your home girl or whatever, and them two are friends, and it's like, yo, hook me up to your girl. What's up with that? Be a man about it. You going to talk to her. This ain't elementary. Why you want me to help you? You know, hook up with somebody that you interested in. That's childish to me. I don't like that. Not no grown ass man, 30s, 40s, or whatever. That is so elementary. Now tell your girl I want to holler at your girl. Damn it, you go holler at her and talk to her. Don't even put me in the mix. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, I'm serious. That's I do. I just do not like that. I do not like that at all.
So, Chill, what you think? I mean, what is it? Is it that the woman that they could be interested in? Is it the fact that maybe she's too mature for them and they still want to give it a shot, try to holler, see what can happen? And, you know, I just don't understand it either because this has happened to me several times, you know, and it just doesn't make no sense. You know, you call, you reach out to the people, try to just be friends or whatever. Then they don't return your call, but then they want to turn around and tell the homegirl or the sister friend or whoever, you know, all about me, you know, what they want to hook up, but I don't get that from them. It's like they make it seem like I could be chasing them, you know, I'm trying to be nice and get them a call or whatever, but turn around, they want to tell my people all the good stuff, but they afraid to tell me. I don't understand that.
Well, from being a man and just looking at the perspective and just, you know, being a person to basically observe and just sit back. I sit back and look at stuff myself. So, I mean, you know, it's two sides to each story.
Right.
Most men, basically, a lot of them, some really don't like commitment if they're young. So if you're looking at a lot of young people, then you have a lot of young-minded people at the same time that's older.
Yeah.
That think
that's
like
true.
A young person thinks, so. This all depends on the situation. A lot of men don't want to be tied down and committed because they're not sure what they want, if they still want to play the field or if they want to stay committed. Then it depends on the woman that you run across. Sometimes they may feel the same way. And a lot of men, basically, if they're with a person that they like, a lot of times they may say stuff that they really don't feel at the time, but they may think of it just to be running their mouth. Depends what they're trying to get from the female at that particular time. Then certain women may push certain men like in a box in a corner if they want to be committed, because women take stuff sometimes a little bit different. They work with a little bit more feelings than
well, that's because we're emotional. You guys
are
visual, but, yeah, we can be emotional at times.
Yeah.
I admit that. You know, but my thing is, just keep it real. And you right, children, if they young and you in your 20s or whatever, I don't knock that. But you shouldn't be doing the same thing in your 20s you're carrying over into your 30s that you're carrying over into your 40s. And what I mean by that, that's like you're not growing.
Yeah,
why are you doing the same thing that you did as a young man, thinking how many you can hit that make you a man? It don't. It make you a man when you can hold on to that just one.
That's
anybody
right.
can hit it and keep going and going and going. That's nothing to me. I don't even respect men that do that, especially if you're married again or in a committed relationship. Now, if you want to do those things, stay single, boo-boo. Please stay single.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people can't decipher between what they want. Plus, it's how society is. It's how a lot of people, parents raise parents. A lot of people grow up in single-family homes and just certain stuff that they just see in the world. So, like, when you automatically adapt it like that, and you
adapt
to
you really think
you
a grown man can't decipher what he wants?
Nope.
It's been proven time and time and generation after generation.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. So when society is like that and is raised like that, which basically you might as well say the way the government basically breeds that and puts that in your mind, then you have a lot of men to figure they can play the field for as long as they can. You have certain women. Like, say, if you see a certain person, we'll say y'all, say the female, you'll see a male still come up to you even though you say you committed and still continue to try. The reason why, as a man, will continue because if he can get conversation out of you and say something to get you to continue to talk, if you already say you either married or you're already in a relationship and you're steady standing there talking, he feel, well, that's the green light for him to continue to keep talking to you. So maybe sooner or later he can get a number or he can get something, because it is certain women who will, you know what I'm saying, who will slide a number if they married or that.
And to me, women that do that chill, they are not happy at home, or there's something they're missing. There's no attention or something that their man not giving them. I'm not saying by no means does it make it right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, yeah, if her man not paying attention to her and that other man come along and say whatever she want to hear, then she, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no question. Oh, yeah. But, you know, the females, the men, I think, would not be how they are so much, you know, their character like that, if it wasn't for the women allowing them to also be that way.
Exactly.
That's true, too.
Yeah, because we got a lot of women out here that's cheating, too.
Oh, no question. No question.
Yeah,
I ain't going to try to bash my brothers like that, but...
Yeah.
But
it goes both ways
with the
same thing I said. You have women the same way. For a man, you may see a man with a ring going on, a man walking with a female, you still going to see the female looking, which is automatically disrespectful for a man to do it to a woman or a woman to do it to a man. But it's so many women and men who will give in to that temptation, it's hard for, just say, a regular man who would do that and not going to take no for an answer, or a woman that's not going to take no for an answer. If she sees something she like or he sees something he like, it's hard to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a woman or a man that's walking around with a sign on their back saying they committed. They never going to, you know what I'm saying, never not cheat or never do whatever. They just looking at, well, maybe you may be one of those people who may give in and say, yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
they can't tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that is so true. That's so true. You know, and I know women that they prefer to date married men.
Are you serious?
Yes, they prefer.
And what did they get from that?
Because the fact that they can come and go as they please, and they don't want that type of commitment.
Yeah, and some can hold whatever they want to hold over the person's head if they know, and if they're able, and the man is a weak man and he talks a lot.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold a lot over his head.
Yeah.
Better do this and better do that, or I'm going to tell.
See, my thing is, I won't have a sandwich when I'm hungry.
Right.
I damn sure don't won't have no man.
That's right.
They can only get me seriously. You can't spend certain holidays or whatever with him. You can't really spend time with him. You really, you're going nowhere.
Yeah, and those are the women, they're hard. That's just what they prefer. It's just like how you got women that prefer men that are incarcerated.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, we basically, Shonda, are like, we're like probably last of what guys be like, the real ones is still around. You know, our morals and our values, we do cherish those. Not to say that they haven't been compromised either, but, you know, we don't, that's just not how we prefer to be. but you got guys that will come at you like every female is exactly the same. You know, and that's when I got to check them and let them know, dude, hold up. You know what I'm saying? Like I had this guy last week. I was at a funeral. My brother friend, Big Slip, his real name is Leonard. He had sugar diabetes and passed away, bless his heart. He knew a lot of folks, too. But anyway, we, you know, chilling at the little after reception forum up at the Rare Breed Motorcycle Club spot. And this guy was taking pictures and everything. And, you know, next thing I know, he wants to come over there and ask me, tap me on the shoulder and say, come on, walk with me to the car. And I looked at him like, I don't know you. What you mean, walk with you to the car? And he got offended. He straight up got offended. He's all like, you don't know me? I was like, no. And he was like, I'm Big such and such, woo-woo from such and such. Again, my brother, I don't know you, and you all asked me to walk to the car. He's like, what you think I'm going to do? I said, I don't know what you going to do, but I'm not walking with you to the car. I don't know you like that. And then he was all like, okay, let me start over again. He said, I'm not gay. I'm this. And I said, hold up. Ho. What you mean you're not gay? That don't have nothing to do with it. Not because, you know, a lot of times females think that, you know, maybe we gay. I said, no, I never thought that, you know, about you, not at no moment. I said, that don't have nothing to do with what I'm trying to, you know, get you to understand and not to be so quickly offended just because I didn't walk with you to the car doesn't mean that you're gay. You know what I'm saying? He said, you know what, I apologize. And then when he walked off, his homeboy that was standing there, he was all like, he said, you know what, he just got, his heart has just been broken, so, you know, he's a little emotional right now. I said, wow, you know, sorry to hear that, but, man, I'm walking to the car with a perfect stranger. Is he crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So I don't know, you know, but he was really serious about me walking to the car with him like it ain't no, like, that's just the thing for me to do. I walk to the car with a perfect stranger. Yeah, right.
Well, it's like, dude,
you ain't going to do me. I'm going to do you before you get to me anyway. Think you going to throw me in the trunk? No, you going to get thrown in your own trunk. It ain't going down like that.
It's like I said, there's so many women who will do that. So
yeah.
All I can really say is, for me being a man, so at the point, I mean, I done did my thing, ran around, chased whatever, but I always kept it real, though.
Yeah.
Even from going on tour, touring with Ice Cube, touring with Yo-Yo, you know, being on the road with Pac and doing a whole lot of different stuff that I did, I always kept
it
real.
Well, throwing at y'all then.
Yeah, well, you know, we was young and did what we did and had fun, and then, you know, you get older. At a certain point, you only can chase so many females to where you just get burnt out and you get tired. Some people don't.
Exactly.
Amen. You're right. A lot of them don't.
Yeah. Once you go through the same cycle, every man and every woman does later down the line want a full committed relationship with someone they can trust and, you know, go through thick and through thin and either grow with, either get rich with, or whatever. Everyone wants that. Well, sometimes every person wants that, to keep that and have that relationship and that one particular person that they can, you know, always count on. But then sometimes later, in the back of their mind, when they get that, that's the reason why, you know, they say be careful what you wish for. Once
you
get it, you have to make sure that you know the difference between lust, a committed relationship. I mean, you know, really what you want, because relationships are hard, basically. You really got to have a mental status, and each person has to be on the same level. Communication has to be there, all of that. If you don't have that, you're not going to have a relationship
for
too long.
My thing, especially to my sisters right now who are listening, please, we definitely got to have some type of respect about ourselves. Really, I'm going to say mainly the younger sisters, because I think any sister hit 30 and over, she ain't having it anyway.
Right.
Really. Yeah. But a young woman, sometimes it's stemming from low self-esteem, or maybe some of their fathers are not that perfect role model, you know, male around, because the first girl, really, she learned to love is her father. And if her father don't show her how she should be treated as a young lady to instill that in relationship, then she's not going to know. Because some women don't know whether it's physical or verbal abuse. And, you know, back like maybe in our parents' time, they courted. You know what I mean? Women were giving it up like that. You have to court them. You have to take time, take them out, do things for them. And, again, I'm not trying to say make everything materialistic and monetary, but it was a respect back then. And to me, that's what we totally lost, is a lack of respect. you know, yeah. is why some men don't respect. Me and my daughter was having this conversation, and she was like, Mama, why men always have to call a woman a bitch and a hoe? I'm like, if you know that's not what you are, they're not talking to you. Yeah. If nothing about you says that, you shouldn't even worry about it.
Right.
And I said, and another thing, if you are walking, rather you getting out your car, going to a mall, wherever you're going, you don't answer to no man, got a hoop holler, yo, baby, don't do that. And I hate a man that does that.
Man.
I do. I hate that. That's, you know, and like I told you, you don't answer that. And some girls think that's cute because he hollering at you and, ooh, and he out the side of the car, woo, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing about that cute. And you should want somebody to respect you more than that to even come at you like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
you know.
That's why it would be up to the woman automatically. Okay, once
that's
the man, he's not going to be able to decipher who's who because there ain't a sign on that woman's back.
Yeah.
But it's up to the woman to basically check the man. You don't have to be real disrespectful.
Right.
But check the man enough to be like, hey, 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 check this out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come at me like this. It's like you come at a female. So for all the females that are listening, if you are young, and if you're trying to have a relationship, really, if you are young, you really shouldn't be tripping off of that anyway.
That's true, but
you really should be
yourself.
Trying to further your life and further your education because it's hard.
True.
Relationships are hard, too. And you figure if you, anywhere from the age of 14 through 18, you should be focused on school anyway.
That's true.
Shouldn't be tripping off a relationship because a relationship takes a whole lot of time and that's a whole lot of commitment. And when you see adults like your mother or your father, and if they can't get it right, and they bumping heads, what make you think you going to get it right and just last forever?
But, you know, Chill,
I mean,
the sad part is you have girls like 14 and 15, because I have little female cousins. And if the father not in the home, and the first time a little young boy go, wow, mama, man, ma, you got it cracking. You looking good. And they just think it's so because he's talking to him, or that football player, or that basketball star on the high school, you know what I mean? And they think it's something, but if they self-esteem were a little higher, which it stems from home. It stems from home. But if you're looking at all these videos that glorifying, you know, the little girls, the boys want to be thugged out, you know what I mean, going to school or whatever. They pay attention to the little young girls. They, you know, they happy, you know, whatever. And I try to speak to my little young female cousin, like, have more respect for yourself. You know, then allow a boy to talk to. I mean, some are getting verbally, really, verbally disrespected. Some, a couple were young guy have grabbed them. I'm talking 15 years old.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready to go up to the school. You know, and ready for the little boy, mama, daddy, cousin, auntie, whoever. Keep your hands to yourself. You know, you don't put your hands on no female, not at that young age, but again, it stems from home. You know, it does. It still. I just wish more young girls had more really respect for themselves and not allow no boy to disrespect them or talk to them, or just because they ain't giving it up,
right.
You a tease or you, they got to get talked about.
Exactly, because, yeah, females feel that. You know, that the dude, if he lay hands on them, you know, that means that they love them. I'm all like, what?
Ain't that twisted?
You know, and it's like they're kissing, make up, do it again, kiss. Well, I've been with him for so long, you don't need to continue your life in a miserable relationship. You got so long more years to, you know, get yourself together without that individual. Walk away. You don't have to be bothered all that time and living with having all these different type of restraining orders and this and that. You put a restraining order on them, and then they turn around. You still want to be with them and break the restraining orders and want to turn around and defend them when they lay hands again. But I love them. No, that's not love.
It's not.
Nah.
That's not love. That's not love. Ain't no woman should lay her hands on a man either.
That's
she wrong, too.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I understand if you know you got to defend yourself, but two wrongs don't make a right.
They don't.
You know,
it
so
don't.
I'm not about physical relationships. And you don't have to be in no physical relationship.
That's true.
You need to be in a happy relationship. Your children don't need to be around that. You
they
know
really
what I'm saying?
Don't.
See, that comes from, you know, the majority of the people that's around. It's like
that's
you, look
right.
at our, you look at our environment, you look at our communities,
yeah.
you look at all of that we grew up in.
Yep.
I mean, everyone takes a, you know, responsibility for
exactly.
what goes on in the community and what goes on, you know, basically in all the hoods and everywhere else across America and beyond. So it's like, how you carry yourself. So a woman has to look at this fact just like a man does, how he carry himself at the same time. If it was his sister or his mama, he wouldn't want a person coming at them like
that's
that.
That's true.
Or his daughter.
That's true.
So you have to look at it, you know, from a man's point of view, you got to look at it the same way. So before you step to that female, think about it at the same time. If it's lust, it's different. Now, if a woman carry herself as a hoe or a bitch,
yeah,
then that's when you treat her like a hoe and a bitch.
Exactly.
But if she's not like that,
mm-hmm,
don't take it upon yourself to say, okay, I'm just going to choose, fuck her, this a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, don't do that. Give her the opportunity to find out what the situation is. If she don't want to talk to you, she got a man, leave her alone and respect that. At the same time, because you wouldn't want a person to do you like that if you was in that same predicament. You wouldn't want nobody hollering at your girl or hollering at your wife the same way. The same thing go for the woman. When the man is attached, the same thing. You wouldn't want nobody creeping with your man and doing the same thing. So it's respect. So until you separate that to be able to determine and decipher the difference between, okay, what do I want? Do I want to play the role? Do I want to lay on my back every single day if I'm a female and just let different people run up in me? Do I want to not know who the father of a baby is? You know what I'm saying? What do I want? What do I really want? You start off like that, but it turns into something else. So it's like you basically got to not be a follower and be your own person.
That's true.
When it comes to that. So it starts with that mentally first, to deciphering what you want in a relationship and really what you want to have and your goals and your longevity just in life, period.
Right.
As a woman or as a young man growing up,
yeah,
decipher what you want. Do you want that? Do you want to? You want five or six or seven different baby mamas.
Oh, Lord.
Or for the woman, do you want five or six or seven baby daddies? Do you want to go through having all them abortions? Do you want to go through just the drama? If you know, if you fucking with the person that's standing on the street corner that's selling dope or gang banging, or that idolizing stuff in the world, you know he's looking at everything that's materialistic, so therefore you know what comes along with that, the cars, the women. So therefore you're choosing in a man or a young man that you know you're going to have problems with. The same thing for a man who's looking at a woman who may have a bomb body, ass, titties, all that, but look what comes along with that situation. Just like you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, the same thing goes from a woman trying to turn a man into the same thing, which they would call a man a hoe at the same time. So it's like, how you gonna make anything serious out of that? You can't.
Well, why is it that society looks at, let's say, a man with five or six different kids, but if a woman has that many, it looks worse. It looks really bad for her. My heart go out to them because there was an incident with Erykah Badu, somebody on her blog, and they have been so disrespecting her because she had three different baby daddies. And she was so offended when she was cussing out her fans, like, with each man that fathered her child, she loved them. Because, you know, she admitted Andre 3000, the other one, D.O.C., and it's this producer guy, I can't think of his name. But, I mean, they so disrespected her on her blog. Like, how can you, as a woman, have three different baby daddies out of wedlock, you know, woo-woo this and that. And I did. I really felt bad for Erykah Badu because for whatever situation that maybe a woman into, and maybe at that time she felt she really did love him. I'm not speaking to Erykah. I'm just saying women in general, you know, maybe felt at that time. I mean, do you like them? Instead of, you know, that they did, you got to give them a little credit. They did keep these babies. They didn't use it as abortion, as a birth control piece.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like so many other women. So that, my heart go out to them, you know, in a lot of ways. And really, some men don't take rejection well. Like you were speaking earlier, Chill, like respect that woman if she says she got a man and leave it alone. I'm going to tell y'all an incident. I had to give a brother a little credit. I'm walking, this brother say, hey, let me talk to you. I'm not interested. So I continue to walk. He says, hey, bitch, you heard me talking to you. So, again, I continue to walk. Then, I'm going to tell you, the funniest line, the brother said, you look better going than coming anyway. I had to stop. I talked to him, I said, I'm going to give you that. You know, give him a little one up in the air. I said, but remember this. It only take a bitch ass to recognize a bitch. Remember that. Because I could call you something else, but I won't go there, brother.
Right.
You know, then that's when that man said to me, okay, sister, my bad, my apology to you. Yeah, because I didn't come at you disrespectful like you did me, except that I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's all.
If I just stop and talk to you, that's telling you something.
Yeah.
But a lot of men got to go there with the B word.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Trying to get your attention. That's what that was.
Well, because they think on a lower level, not a mature level. So that's the reason why the difference between saying a young man growing up to be a man. So it's more like you look at younger men, not all of them, though.
Right.
Some of them are raised right, some of them pay attention.
Well, that's true.
Even some of the ones that are not raised right just have enough common sense because they focus and they look at everything that's around them. They're more an observer. So when you're observing, you sit back and you look at stuff, you're not really quick to jump into this and jump into that.
Right.
But if you don't do that, then you just in the water swimming. The same thing with a woman. To where if she can't recognize a man that's basically not going to be committed, not going to be loyal, she's just going in for feelings and what her heart feels. So when you live your life and you're guided by feelings, automatically it's going to blind you because love is blind if you're working with feelings and all those emotions.
Love being blinded, that's true. It don't mean you can see, but my thing, this is why I love this song by Jasmine Summers. I'll bust the windows out your car. Because, chill, the key line is, don't tell me you love me when you know you don't mean it. Men shouldn't do that. Women only get emotional if really, 9 times out of 10, if you look at a woman and she constantly telling you, but he don't do me right, I don't understand, you think, why do you keep putting in time with him? And I ain't going to put none of my friends on Front Street, but I had a friend, an incident where she was like, her child father was living with somebody. And he told her it was nothing. It was just for a convenient reason. That's all for them to just save money on bills or whatever. And I'm like, nah, there's more to it than that. Ain't no man going to live with no woman. He either telling her what she want to hear. 9 times out of 10, they sleeping together. No, I don't think so. What he said, okay, all right, he said. Turned out later, the woman was pregnant. So I'm thinking he got the longest penis in history. If he's sleeping in the living room and she got the bedroom, how she come up pregnant?
Exactly.
See, that part I don't get and I don't understand. But that's the thing of why men just don't keep it real. Just be honest. And then if you're going to be with that one, leave the other alone. Now, if you single and women allow men to do that, and if he being honest with you, and I give any respect to any man, say, look, baby, or whatever, I'm living with somebody, there's nothing there, whatever. Give me the respect to be honest because I'm a grown woman if I decide that's what I want to do. But don't try to play me when you living with somebody. come on.
You know, you do have some people that allow themselves to get played that way, and they still want to act like because they the ones that got the man at the house with them. That's where they really want to be. No, sweetheart, first of all, these women need to quit believing everything that
man
tells.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm quick to not. I know bullshit. I know it's the minute it's coming out their mouth. Man, I tell you, it just trips me out when I hear it. It's all like, you got to be kidding me. You really think I believe what you say? But you got a lot of women that will.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got females that just busted they dude, with another female, whatever the case may be. Turn around, they mad, but they get right back together.
And see,
you
that's the
saying?
Thing. That goes to that line, what Eddie Murphy used to say, you going to believe me or your lying eyes.
That's right.
Yeah, well.
And it's like, okay, you need to find the strength to leave this man or this woman. I mean, why are you steadily up allowing yourself to believe and feel they're the only one for you or they love me? They just told me the other night that I'm the only one or it's not really like that. I really want to be with you. Okay, but what changes have that person made that you can really say that you've seen this change? It's like, okay, well, he or she appears to be the same person they were yesterday to me, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, people need to really find their strength and mature their character into understanding that, hey, you deserve better than that. Let that burden go. Minute you let that burden go, the person that you probably really deserve is probably right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
but you're too blinded by what you've been with.
You know, it's not good for, I don't care if it's baby daddy, whatever, because these females, I know a female right now, speaking of a story, she just found out that she's pregnant. She decides to keep the baby, no problem, not at all. But turn around, the next day, she cusses out, goes all off on the man about all kind of stuff, you know, and it's all like, but you knew how this person was before you got pregnant by them. So this is showing you that, and they already have a child, they already have a teenager. It's showing you that down the line, female, you don't have no reason to even go off and cause no issues to this man. Why? Because you knew you knew the type of father he was when you got pregnant. Now, after you had a baby, you want to go all off on him because he's probably not doing this, doing that. Years down the line or months down the line after you had the child, you knew what your seed, you know, was a product of already, but you decided to go ahead and have this child.
Yeah. But like those things go, you know, I was a snake before you took me in.
Exactly. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like that.
No.
But
not
this
at
is
all.
A very bizarre situation, and it really I'm really shocked by this person.
But
and everything.
No, you know, really,
it's just blowing my mind.
A lot of women stay because of the kids. Some men stay because of the kids. You know, just because they don't want to break maybe the family unit. You know, that's why I think a lot of people choose to stay. I'm not saying by no means does it make it right, because kids are not stupid. Kids can tell the difference when there's no communication, when there's arguing in the house, and it really doesn't help them as they get older. But a lot of relationships with, you know, mother and father stay together is because of the kids. So maybe that's what the case was.
Well,
you know, if they already had one child together and she prayed again, some people just stay together because of the kids.
Yeah, this situation here, too, totally, you know, they don't have nothing to do, no children, no nothing together. They're not even in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically like one of them booty calls that you've always dug this person.
Oh, okay.
You know, but you got somebody else in your life, and you all, oh, poor them, poor that. They'll understand. They already got children. But then I'm thinking it's the other person that she's talking about, oh, poor this and oh, poor that such and such person.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around. I'm thinking it was the person that she's, well, he'll be all right, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that she hadn't shared with him that she's, you know, pregnant. Well, come to find out, she say another person's name. I said, I thought you was done with that person. Oh, man, I can't, man. I'm in such awe because everybody don't have the type of strength that a lot of women have when
That's
it comes
true.
To, you know, turning
That's
the other
true.
Cheek, deal, you know, shutting
That's
a person, a guy down, but. Some situations, it's like, I thought you was stronger than that homegirl.
Yeah.
I really thought you was strong. Well, I've always wanted to have a baby. I just let them talk. I really want the baby, and God blessed me with this baby. I'm like, you're kidding me.
That's when they're working with all those feelings.
Exactly. That's what it's all about right here.
It is, because women are emotional. We are emotional creatures.
You got men that are the same way. So I say this. I say vice versa. I'm not just going to say to women and just you know, smash them. It's men, too. So when you have men and women, listen up. Men and women, listen up. The majority of the time that you see certain situations is a lot of times this person has already built up a relationship with this person. So this person figured, but this person there, and that's the reason why that person would continue to keep dealing with that person, even though they're giving them a bunch of bullshit, because they figure, okay, well, going out and meet somebody new, I may meet somebody new, that's the same fucking way that this is, which you're really supposed to take stuff as a stepping stone to do that.
Yeah.
So it's like if each person, for one, has communication and each person is honest up front, then, I mean, that makes the situation a little bit better if you keep it real and lay all your cards down on the table and continue to keep, you know, that communication up front. That makes stuff a little bit more stronger to give. Basically, okay, what are you looking for? What are you looking to do? You just looking to fuck? What is the situation? Each person has to be willing to open a mouth to decide to say that. Sometimes some people may lie right then and there. That's the reason why you got to pay attention. Don't, you know what I'm saying, work with your feelings so much and look at how that person is looking, how attracted that person is. You got to look beyond. The eyes are the window to the soul.
Right.
So you have to pay attention to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't let, you know, for a lot of women that's running to do this or running to do that, a lot of men don't like a lot of drama. Some do, though, just like a lot of women don't like a lot of drama.
Yeah.
They don't want to be arguing. They don't want to be fighting. They don't want to be, what was you last night? They don't want to,
that's,
you know,
me.
Do all
and
that.
That ain't never been
that's
me.
True. And it's really a lot of people out there that's really like that.
I ain't
that
got
too.
Time to be asking you where you been or whatever, because if we got a communication, we agreed upon whatever you want to call it, may it be curfew or whatever, I ain't got time, because I'm not your mom. I ain't got time to re-raise no grown man.
That's right.
And I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Trust, that's where the trust comes in.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you can't trust the person, you don't need to be with them. All ladies,
exactly.
If you can't trust the man that you with, you don't need to be with them. So it's telling you basically back up off of it early so you don't have a problem or a situation. Men, if you can't trust and you feel like you don't trust that female and she ain't being honest, then back up off of it early. So I know certain men that... that be with certain women that, man, I done seen people go to the point of going to spy shops and getting devices and connecting to the telephone.
It's not that serious.
Well, hey, I done seen them, and they connected to the telephone, and they leave the house, hide it somewhere up under the bed, and, man, you hear all kind of stuff.
It's not that serious.
But, I mean, look at the show Cheater.
Yeah.
Damn,
that man
I be
a whole
like,
lot of
looking around, like when you know you meet somebody and it's all like, I ain't been on no dates or nothing, but I put myself in a situation like, man, I can't trust the fact that will I end up on Cheaters?
Yeah, exactly.
And not, I won't get busted doing anything like, because I'm not going to sleep with him and all that like that, but just imagine that you really could end up on Cheaters.
Yeah.
Just from meeting somebody you don't know nothing about.
Well, see, my thing is, a woman and a man going to show you what they want to show you in the first beginning of the relationship. Really. To me, everybody put on, now I ain't going to say everyone, I don't even want to categorize, but some people allow you in and give you and feed you what they want you to know. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If everybody been be honest from the beginning, from the upfront, if you like, okay, what are you looking for? Or what do you want out of this relationship?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah, but
some people is not honest all the time.
Yeah, but you find I was in a relationship years ago, fine situation, you know, everything was all good and gravy. All of a sudden, the guy just flipped out and decided to turn jealous and insecure. You know, reach out thinking that I'm gonna be a punching bag. Oh no, 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 homie, you got it way twisted.
Yeah, for real.
I'm not that one.
You don't
trip me out. You know,
my face. I know
that's right. Yeah, we together, and then all of a sudden he just all of a sudden tripped out, started being jealous. I'm like, dude, you doing too much. Well, first of all, because I have a lot of brother friends, but that wasn't the case in this situation. He just all of a sudden started being jealous and insecure. That's what pushed me away from him.
It's them feelings.
Shut it down, too.
Yeah,
I had no problem.
There you go, chill. It's,
that's
yeah.
You know, women maybe, to me, women fall in love quicker, but men fall in love harder. And what I mean by that, because we are emotional creatures, sometimes a woman can read more into a relationship than a man. Like, a man will tell a woman certain things she want to hear. Then when he get it, it's not so much. And the woman may think, okay, we committed. We're going somewhere with this. But then when she go on and she start looking good because she with somebody else, he want to come back.
Right.
That's my point of, we might fall quicker, but y'all fall harder. To the thing is, chill, if you cut on the news or open up the paper, it's always the man want to try to kill the wife, the kids, the girlfriend, because he don't call feelings. He don't call, just snap off, totally snap off. Like, if I can't have you, nobody else going to have you.
Exactly.
Because you look at this man.
That's those feelings.
Yep.
Because you look at the guy, I can't think, oh, where was this? It was in California. Caucasian man killed his niece, his wife, her parents, her sisters, Christmas party, dressed up in a Santa suit.
Yeah,
little girl, y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
Ran to him. Santa Claus blow the little girl face off because his wife divorced him and she got custody of the dog. He was upset and went on a killing spree, then killed himself.
He didn't want nobody else running up in it.
Yeah, that's my point, women. Exactly. This is my point.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be player. You don't want to keep it real. So then when she, like, get tired of playing the games, like, okay,
right.
Well, you're not giving me what I'm asking for. Let me go somewhere else. So then when you see her looking right with somebody else, then you want to go crazy.
Yeah, he ain't let
you. You know what I mean?
Let's go.
I'm like Beyonce. If you like, you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad because you see that he won't.
Yeah, well, you know how that go. I mean, you just go to the point of, I look at it like, when it comes to a man, it comes to a woman, each person has to look at, okay, get down to the point of what you really want and lay all the grounds on the table.
I agree with
you 1,000%
on that.
Kick back.
Yeah.
Stop running, looking for love in all the wrong places. Man, just let it come to you. And
that, there you go.
Quit being so
there
quick to run
go.
Out. I need a man. I can't be by myself. And
exactly.
Oh, I got to do this. And same thing with nigga. I mean, I got to hear some shit, and I got to give me a hoe. And I got to fuck that. Same thing with the female. I got to do this. And, oh, man, I got to be with a man. I got to do this. And
that's
I can't do this. And you're going out? Come on, let's go out. I can't sit in the house. And, like, that's why those will be the same people that's running through all the problems.
Right.
It's like kick back and relax. Let it come to you.
That's right.
If you really want a relationship, and you have some people that pray for a man, or men who pray for women.
Oh.
Yep. On their knees every night. Praying, please send me a man. God, give me a man. Please give me this, and please give me that, and please give me a woman with this.
Yep, and the devil hear that prayer too.
And there you go. But not only that, God hear you. He'll send you, and to me, if that man haven't came, that means you're not ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know,
it do. It just means you're not
time,
ready.
At the same time they're praying to God, when you're praying out loud, well, guess what? Satan hear you, too. So guess what he going to do? He going to bring you a man, all right.
Yeah,
ain't not you the
true.
One you want.
That's
exactly.
True.
So you have to reach deep inside yourself, basically,
right.
And determine to look at yourself to decipher, okay, what do I really want out of life, and what is, you have to be able to not point the finger at other people so quick.
There
you
go. That is
yourself
so
at
true.
The same time.
Because you can only fix you.
If you run into a whole lot of different men, if you run into a whole lot of different women, what's the point of a man saying, okay, man, that bitch, all bitches is dissing you? Have certain females saying the same thing. All men are dogs. There ain't no faithful men to do whatever. I'm like, well, because they ain't in you.
That's
do
right.
Whatever. If a couple of niggas do you dirty, that means you need to change and back up.
Exactly.
Kick back.
Right.
Don't be so quick just to run out and grab the first person that's smiling in your face and
exactly.
telling you what you want to hear. Don't be so quick to lay on your back and open your legs.
Woo-woo.
Do everything, and you won't have that problem. Same thing with a man. Don't be so quick. A woman give it up too quick, and that's like, okay, at the same time, oh, it just happened. Nothing just happened.
Right.
Nothing
well,
just make
I
a person get an asshole
that.
Naked, and y'all just do what y'all do. Not the liquor, not none of that. And if you are a woman, you did get ran up in, you talking about the liquor or whatever, then you must have been knocked out. And if you was knocked out, then that's rape.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know what you're doing. Ain't no such thing. I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Well, I can't remember. Yeah.
So you can't
that's
remember.
That's real.
I mean,
you
was
just
raped.
Said. You just, that's the real. Because oh my goodness, if I have not just had this conversation with my auntie, I love you. But she constantly said that, and I tell her, get to know a person before you go to bed so quick. What you know about them?
I mean,
married, got kids?
You got time. I mean, take your time.
Yeah, got to do that for sure. Take your time.
Take your time, because as soon as you rush into it, and that person go, hell yeah, they're going to tell you what they want to hear you. If they seeing something, they looking at something, and they see what they want at that time, then yeah, it's all velvet. It's all good.
That's it. You just
got to. Yeah. Well, I really had a good time, you guys. This was like a hot topic, and we could just say so much more on it, you know. But again, it's, you know, men and women, get your character together, get your values together, and you know what I mean. Yeah, you're gonna have trials and tribulations, but they're gonna come your way. It's all about what you know, what you'll accept and what you won't accept, and never think that you are meant to be in an abusive relationship. All that, anything negative, is not of God. It's not good.
Not of Yahweh.
You know what I mean? So we love you guys out there. Thank you for listening. Another one of these wonderful Blog Talk Radio shows coming from you, from Platinum Queens, Shonda, Sylvia, and Chili Chill. We love you. Peace out. Come back and hear us again.
West Coast.
Martin Luther King. Starting cracking day tomorrow.
You know.
Oh, mama.
Inauguration. God love. All right. Peace out, y'all.
West.